Secret societies have their origin in religions, mysteries, folklore, myths, and legends. They very often created them, and in each of these tales can be found the ultimate truths of the secret societies of the world. Tales of the children of Jesus, the Holy Grail, hidden chambers in ancient structures, and profound inner wisdom are all part and parcel of the fascinating world of secret societies. It is a world of the occult. It is hidden right before our very eyes, and all we need is new sight. The inner teachings and secrets of these hidden groups is one of profound wisdom. This is why it has been so powerful. It is time to walk the path of the initiate and discover the ultimate sacred hidden truths for ourselves. In order to discover the truth, we must go right back to the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1, verse 1. These infamous words taken from the Gospel of John are full of magic and mystery. This is just how religious texts should be. They should cause a moment of thought. They ought to make us reflect. This statement is one of the keys to understanding the core of secret societies. But truly, what does it mean? Well, because the world of secret societies is a land of the metaphysical, we too shall have to embark upon a journey into the unknown. Breaking it down, we are at least given a time period, the beginning. You can't really go to anywhere before that point. In modern scientific thought, this would be the moment of the Big Bang. In fact, these biblical sentiments of there being a word at the very beginning are mirrored across religions and cultures, not just science. In the Hindu faith, the word is Om or Om, which means simply to sound out loud. It is a primal sound or vibration that accompanied the creative process, as if that which was within suddenly emerged. It is the sacred syllable, the sound that went forth and from which all else was made. Humans often make this sacred sound as if they were joining with the Creator, and in fact, one of the meanings behind is the principle that it creates or recreates unity between all things. It is known as pravana, meaning to make a sound or hum. The Kathopanishad tells us that the is the ultimate goal of all humans, all things, and that whoever truly knows will have all he desires. This is the core.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?